Shall we pray?
Father, we thank you, we bless you for the gift of life. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word and for you to speak to us once again. Father, prepare our hearts, open our ears, our hearts, oh God, so we may listen to you and learn and change from our ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank God for his goodness and his love for mankind. Today, God has a special message for all of us so we can love him, so we can serve him, so we can prepare ourselves for his second coming. Hallelujah. Today we are on the topic, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. This is an important message that our Lord Jesus Christ sent out. He was not talking to his to the Pharisees or to the elders church or whatever, but this time he was talking to his disciples. He was talking to people that had followed him all this while, and he was sending very solemn warning to them, and he said, remember Lot's wife. Hallelujah. Such a powerful but very solemn warning from our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we read from Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 32? Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same went out of Sodom. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thou shalt it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his staff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. 32. Remember Lot's wife. Why will our Lord Jesus Christ give this solemn warning to the people that he loved when he was talking about the end time, that when he was talking about his second coming? He said, remember Lot's wife. The story of Lot in Sodom is in Genesis chapter 19. And this is the time that Sodom and Gomorrah had sinned so much that God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But God wanted to save Lot. And we all know what happened. The story, shall we read from Genesis chapter 19, verse 15 to 16? And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, awake, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Wow. Wow. As while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful unto them, they brought forth him forth and sent him out of the city. Hallelujah. When we say remember Lot's wife, Jesus Christ specifically said that as or likewise in the days of Lot. a lot of things happened, and when God was rescuing Lot and his family, Lot's wife, who had the opportunity to escape, opportunity to be saved from the wrath of God, not being obedient and also looking at the things that she had left behind, disobeyed the instruction of God for them not to look back. And we know that she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. So when we say, remember Lot's wife, what our Lord Jesus Christ was trying to let his disciples know is that to remember Lot's wife is to remember that Lot's wife had a great opportunity to be saved. Hallelujah. Wife had a great opportunity to be saved. If you are in the place where the Lord was about to destroy and had mercy because of your husband to be saved, and God was taking you out of destruction, yet you couldn't let behind the things of your past, your possessions, your other things, you may miss that opportunity. We are also in a world today that we also have an opportunity to be saved. We have abundance of the word, the knowledge of God. Every day we hear the gospel of Christ, and that is an opportunity to be saved. Any day that God gives you the gift of life, any day that you are alive, it is an opportunity to be saved. Just as Lot's wife had an opportunity to be saved. Lot's wife had an opportunity to be saved. But did Lot's wife take that opportunity that she had to be saved? That is the same way most of us are messing up with the opportunity that we have gotten to be saved. God has given us so much opportunity when we tune on our radio, on our social media. Everywhere we hear the word of God, everywhere God is speaking with us and calling us unto himself, unto his saving grace. But a lot of us, like the wife of Lot, are being so much stuck in the things of the past, are being so much stuck into the possessions that we have acquired, into the fun that we are enjoying, into the friends that we have, that we cannot focus on Christ. God is saying that it is an opportunity for us to focus on him, even as he's calling us out of the world. He says that he's calling us out of the world, but we need to focus on him. And focusing on him is an opportunity to be saved from the wrath, from the destruction, from the pain that is ahead of us. Beloved, Jesus Christ, being love, being loving and compassionate, to give this warning, that means he knows what is ahead of us. And he doesn't want us to turn into a pillar of salt. For that matter, he doesn't want us to be, destroyed. But he wants us to be saved. And that is the very reason why he said, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. And he was saying that you have an opportunity to be saved. You have an opportunity to walk away from your sins and give your life to him. But will you take that opportunity, or you'll be stuck in the enjoyment? You'll be stuck into the worldly things. You'll be stuck into the, the things that has consumed your mind and has taken you away from God. The idols that has taken you, you know, from the worship of the Lord that has come to die for you. He says, remember Lot's wife. When she had an opportunity to be saved, she did not take that opportunity, but she looked back into the world that God was saving her from. And we all know she turned into a pillar of salt. The loving God, the most gracious, the Son of the living God who came to die for you, don't want you to be like the wife of Lot. So he says this morning, remember Lot's wife. Hallelujah. To remember Lot's wife is to remember how God sent people to help you and minister to you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was just telling you that, look, Lot's wife had an opportunity because God sent people to Lot and his family to rescue him. God sent angels to rescue them. You also have the opportunity because God has sent people to you. God has sent ministers like us to speak his mind and to speak the good news unto you so you can change from your sin so that his loving grace will be your portion. But what have we done? Most of us have rejected the gospel, and most of us have mocked the gospel, and most of us think that that day of the Lord shall never come. So you are glued and soaked in your sins. You are glued and soaked in the worldly activities. You are glued and soaked in rituals that is taking you away from the loving Father who have sent people unto you, who have sent his Son to come and die for you. Christ died for you so that we are not condemned, but we are saved. Christ died for you. God has sent his Son so that when you embrace his Son, you shall not be condemned. You shall not die, but be saved and have everlasting life, just as God did for Lot. Shall we read Genesis chapter 19, verse 1? And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and seeing them, arose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. Hallelujah. God sent his servant, his angels unto Lot, so the Lot and his household can be saved. This is the same way that Jesus Christ came to die for you and has given a command for his children to go all out and spread the gospel and make disciples and save them from their sin. They have come to you. You have heard the word. You have heard the message. As a loving God who don't want you to be destroyed, as a loving God who don't want you to, you know, burn in hell, as a loving God that, you know, has offered you an opportunity and don't want you to be like the wife of Lot who missed the opportunity because she was not able to, you know, focus on God. She was so much, you know, in pain because of the possession, because of the enjoyment, because of the things that she was leaving behind. Beloved, there are better things ahead of you. There are better things in Christ if we can focus on him. It says that look to him, look to Jesus and leave. Do not turn back. So remembering Lot's wife is to know that God has sent people purposely to come and rescue you. And if you are listening to me, this message is purposely for you to be saved, purposely for your soul to be redeemed from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of light, unto the kingdom of righteousness and grace, unto a kingdom that will make you safe. God wants you to be saved, beloved. Do not look back, but listen to the messengers that God have sent unto you. Hallelujah. The third thing I want us to talk about is that to remember Lot's wife is to remember that you must forsake sins of this world. Hallelujah. Sins of this world. Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah were so much filthy. They were so much soaked into sin and all kinds of sin. Sodomy, as we say, came from Sodom. So homosexuality, lesbianism, all kind of this sin that has engulfed our world today were the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God saw it, and God was hurt, and God destroyed them. So to remember God's wife is to remember that God wants to save you from this world full of sin, full of lies, full of homosexuality, full of lesbians, and even to remember Lord's wife, because God was speaking to his disciples, and for this matter, the church of today, because a lot of churches have kept quiet on the issue of homosexuality and lesbians and saying that they are people and God loves them the way they are. Yes, God loves them the way they are, but God wants them to change from their sin. They are children of God, he loves them, but he wants them to change from their sins, from the evil desires which God hates. God does not hate them, but God hates the desire, the evil desires they are perpetuating, they are falling into. God wants to save you from your sin. God wants to save you from the fornication. God wants to save you from the adultery. God wants to save you from the idol worship. God wants to save you from the worship of money. God wants to save you from the wickedness. God wants to save you. And that is the very reason why our Lord Jesus Christ, a very compassionate God who loves us and don't want us to burn in the fire of hell, says that, do you know, remember Lot's wife. What happened to her? When she had an opportunity to be saved, she was not able to let go the pride of the world. She was not able to let go the sins of the world. She was not able to let go the things that were pulling her. Let's read Ezekiel chapter 16. Verse 49 to 50. Behold, this was the iniquity of the sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her. And in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor, and needy. And they were hearty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Hallelujah. In this time, are we stretching our hands towards, the poor and the needy? You know, and this was some of the things that engulfed Sodom so much that God said, no. Are these people the people that I created? And this same thing is happening. People are so wicked to the extent that they can even sacrifice fellow human beings just to make money. Money that you cannot enjoy forever. They are ritual sakawa all around. And people don't want to talk about it. The church don't want to talk about it. Government don't want to talk about it. People don't want to take action against them because of little offering, because of some bribery that these people are perpetuating and are paying. But God wants to save you from this action, because he says that, yes, behold, he come and he has his reward in his hand. He is going to pay you just as your work. He is not coming as the lamb who is coming to die on the cross to save you. But at this time, he is coming as a judge. He is coming to redeem his children and those that were not obedient unto the world, unto the word. But I want you to be obedient And I don't want you to lose your life when you have the opportunity to save, when you have the opportunity to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not lose your life. Do not lose your life, because Christ wants to save you from the sins of this world. The sins of this world, which has made it today to be lucrative for young girls and young men to follow people for money, to follow riches so that they don't have a shame to sell them their bodies for money. And it is so much of even a pride that I have been able to date big men for money. And people are following them. They are getting followers. And any, excuse me to say, trash that they bring out, young people are falling for it. Young people are clapping for it. Because the world, which is so sinful, is so much focused on money and no good deeds. No good deeds. No love, but money. So people don't care what people make for money. As far as you are rich, you are going to be worshipped. But God says he wants to save you from that mentality. Because he is able to give you clean money when you focus on him and serve him. His saving hand is ready to save you from your sins and cleanse you, and to even save you from your poverty and cleanse you. He wants to clean you. He wants to save you. He wants to give you a better life. He doesn't want you to die. He wants to save you from the sin of the world. Pride. He don't want you to die because of pride. You don't want to accept Christ just because of pride. Just because of what you have said about Christians, about men of God, and you know that God is knocking at the heart of your door, at the door of your heart, and you know that God is calling you, and it is about time for you to give your life to him. But because of pride and because of what you have said before, you don't want to give your heart to God. But remember, it is appointed for man to die. And you may not know the time that you will die, but beloved, it pleases God that you change your mind and die in him, or you change your mind, because you may not know when the Lord will come, when the trumpet will blow, that God will reward us according to our work. But God, being loving, wants to save you from your sin. To save you from the things that are so much of a burden unto you, that you cannot even sleep, that you are even making money, but there's so much burden upon your heart. He wants to lift those burdens from your life. He says, remember the wife of Lot. This is so sweet. A God who don't want you to perish. A God who don't want you to lose your life. But says, going to save you. So remember, Lord's wife. For to remember Lord's wife is to remember that you will lose your salvation if you don't love him. If you love this present world. God is saying that, remember, Jesus is so good. Somebody, a master with this kind of key, would have hid the key so that we would not know. But he has given us the key because he says, remember Lot's wife. And to remember Lot's wife, that means you will lose your salvation if you love this present world. If you love this present world, you lose your salvation. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The God himself don't want you to lose your salvation, because if the love of the Father is not in you, that means you are not part of his children, because he knows his children and his children knows him. He hears the cry of his children and his children hear his voice. And God says that if you love this world, hey, that means he is not in you. He is not in you. That means you have lost your salvation. Sodom represents the world, and Lot's wife could not help turning back to look at what she loved. She loved the world. Her heart was in Sodom. That is why she looked back. A lot of us have heard the calling, have heard the word of God, but our love is in the world. And whenever God calls us, we answer to his call, but within a day or two, we turn back and look into the world. We respond to the call of fornication. We respond to the call of telling lies. We respond to the call of blackmailing. We respond to the call of jealousy. We respond to the call of hatred. We respond to the call of stealing. We respond to the call of backbiting. We respond to the call of, oh, pride. We respond to the call of disrespecting the elderly. We respond to the call of peddling lies. We love God. We will not do that. He says that, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. To remember Lot's wife is to remember not to give your heart to this world, but to focus on the power and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. For God is so good. Let's read Titus 2. 11 to 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Hallelujah. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men. So people bring a salvation. Which grace brings salvation? The grace that brings salvation is Jesus Christ. Had appeared to all men. Jesus Christ came to die for all men. And that is why we are proclaiming him. That is why we are preaching about him. So that every man will hear him, because he commanded us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, for us to go into the world and proclaim, so that people will hear the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Hallelujah. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously and godly in this present world. So you tell me that all that matters is to receive Christ. No, when you receive Christ, he teaches us to shun ungodliness. We should deny ungodliness and worldly lust. So you cannot have the grace that brings salvation, the grace that will save you, if you are still living in ungodliness. And if you are still yielding to worldly lust, we should live soberly. Who knows? Sem sika kakra wenya yembe faonswa. Sika kakra wenya umbo biya. Sika kakra wenya unimpivo kasa by heart. Now, so a bad year now, or 10 minutes when you pass on, Because God says that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. God wants to save us from this present world. And he's saying that we should live godly. We should deny the worldly lusts. And afefedia baria se e Christophon to me for weni and to nyanko poenim. Yenya di afefedia no echi, afefedia nechi. It is good to be rich because our God is capable of making us rich. But we should not worship riches. Riches should not become an idol in our life. But our focus should be on Christ. Christ wants us to be saved from the worldly things. Hallelujah. 5. To remember Lot's wife is to remember that if you turn back, you will be destroyed. Anyone who rejects God is destroyed. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. God wants us to know that if we turn away from him, if we turn our back, to him, we will turn into salt. We will be destroyed. So the compassionate God, the God that loves us and the God that don't want us to be destroyed says, remember Lot's wife so you are not destroyed. Remember Lot's wife so you don't look back. Remember Lot's wife so that those of us who are in the faith today, you don't look and turn back because of some poverty, because of some problem, because of something that you're expecting to receive from God that has delayed. God knows why. Do not turn back, but look to Jesus that you may live. Let's read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believes to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. We believe that the Lord is able to save. And for that matter, we will not turn back from the saving grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We will not turn back from the saving grace of God. It says that we are not of them that draw back. We are not of them. God says, Jesus Christ told his disciples, remember Lot's wife, because he wants them to know that we are not of them. Hallelujah. If you, because of the desires of this world, the problems of this world, issues surrounding job, issues surrounding money, issues surrounding your family and other things, you have backslided and you have turned away from the loving mercy of God, this is a call for you. God says that we are not of them that turn back. God wants your soul to be saved. He doesn't want you to perish. He says, my son, come back to me. Come back to me. You remember that he said a parable on the lost sheep, on the lost coin, on the lost son. He is keen of saving you. He is interested in saving you. So he wants you to come unto him. Oh, God wants you to come unto him. Shall we read our last passage? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24 to 26. Because I have called you, ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set and out all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. God is saying that he has stretched forth his hand, that he wants to save you. But you are not looking. You are mocking people who are spreading the gospel. You are hearing me preach about his loving grace and about his compassion that he wants to save you from the world. He wants to save you from your sins. And you said, oh, look at what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's saying. You are making a mockery out of the message that you are hearing. He said, yes, I stretch my hand to save you, but you mocked. And the time will come that fear will grip you. A time will come that the hellfire will be prepared for you. And in that moment, he will also turn away from your cries. Beloved, God don't want you to die from your sins. He wants to save you from your sins and respond to his call. The call that he's calling you to remember Lot's wife, not to be so much soaked into the things of this world, not to respond to the things that the devil is doing in this present age, but want you to look at him so that you'll be saved. He is calling you. He is interested in saving you. He does not want you to perish. He says that, come unto me, all ye that heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. What is your problem? What is the fear that has made you, you know, be so much soaked into the world? He says that, come unto me, who are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Beloved, it is a call for you. He wants to save you. Because of the love he has for you, he came to die on the cross so that you will be saved. Remember Lot's wife. When Lot's wife had an opportunity to be saved, he turned back. Today, do not turn back on his word. Respond to the call and give your life unto him. Because he is ready to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and make you his son and make you his daughter, for you to respond to the call in Matthew chapter 23, verse 19. He wants to cleanse you from your iniquities and clean you and make you a new creature. This is the time to respond to the call of God. This is the time for you to say that, yes, Lord, I'm ready for you. Cleanse me from all my iniquities and make me whole. This is the time. Oh, beloved, if you have heard this message of grace, this message of compassion, our Lord wants to save you and you wish to give your life to Christ, shall you pray with me? Father, Lord, I come to you. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I don't want to perish like the wife of Lot. I want to come to the saving knowledge of you, Jesus Christ. Forgive my sins and cleanse me from all impurities. Make me whole and accept me as a son and accept me as your daughter. In the name of Jesus, pray. Amen. As you have prayed this prayer, continue to pray and tell him to heal you of all your diseases, of all your desires, things that made you love the world. May he help you in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying for you. Father, we thank you for your message and we thank you for everybody that have heard this word and has given life unto you. Father, we pray, oh God, that you establish their feet in this calling, establish their feet in this faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that will draw them back in their faith, I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, as you have responded to the call of our Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him as your Lord and your personal Savior, I pray that you attend a Bible-believing church. You can also call us on 02-4477-6272 for us to pray with you, for us to counsel you, for us to give you the encouragement and help you in your walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that you have made the right decision and you are not going to be destroyed, but you are going to be saved. You are not going to perish like Lot's wife perished. He, our Lord, who is able to do everything, will establish you and will make sure that you don't become worse off, but you are going to be a prosperous and a very great person, because our Lord Jesus Christ will never shame us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for watching. We shall meet once again through the help of our Lord Jesus Christ next week. Shalom, peace, and the mercy of God be unto you.